The message you're about to listen to is a recording from God's Favorite House. It is our prayer that you listen, your life will be transformed, and you will be taken to greater heights in your walk with Jesus. Amen. God bless you as you listen to this message.
Someone's knocking at the door.
Hallelujah. Good morning, everybody. Say good morning to your neighbor to the left and to the right. We thank God for today. And we are looking at part two, as we know, of restoration delivered. Everything that the God of heaven has earmarked out for you will be delivered to you in the name of Jesus. James chapter 1, verse 17. James 1:17 says to us, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights. Hallelujah. So we, in part one, and what led up to this is the fact that David asked the Lord, should I pursue? Will I recover my family, my lost goods? And God said to David, pursue and you will surely overtake and without fail recover all. So we see that God instructed David to pursue, and through pursuit there was recovery. Every recovery that is still awaiting your pursuit, God will empower you to pursue, and you will surely overtake, and without fail, you will recover all in the name of Jesus. So that story also tells us that if David could ask God, should I pursue? Will I recover? It also implies that God could have said, don't pursue. I will deliver the restoration to you. And the Bible is filled with examples of God actually delivering restoration. And we started that journey last week, and we looked at, you know, four things. You know, God actually does deliver restoration. And the second part today, we have seen in our text, James 1:7, that every good gift, every perfect gift comes from God. So every good gift there, every perfect gift is delivered. Everybody say delivered. Is delivered by God. Hallelujah. That is so, so powerful. So the question is that, have you had a package delivered to you before? You, someone knocked on your door and you saw a big package being delivered to you, and you are not really expecting it, or you were expecting it, but you don't know what to expect. What feelings come and wells up in you when you get a package delivered to you? You know, I know of a lady, I mean, this is an extreme case. She says that it helps her mental health. And when she gets a delivery, her pupils are doing, she sees packages in her name that, you know, it helps her mental health, you know. And I'm like, everything is now mental health, you know. In fact, this particular lady, her husband was saying, you know, that she orders packages to herself, takes it, opens it, enjoys the freshness of the package, then send it back and it gets a refund. You know, that's a little crazy. However, it highlights the fact that we feel good when we get a package, and, you know, particularly when you open it. And it's something that is beyond your expectations. Listen, God has restoration that has been addressed to you already. this year, but can only be received by delivery. In the name of Jesus, you will take delivery. You will not miss the delivery in the name of Jesus. So, like packages, God delivers restoration. And when God delivers restoration, two things are crucial: trusting and positioning. It is so important that we understand that when God delivers restoration, trusting and what? Positioning are key. Imagine you are expecting a very sensitive document to be delivered to you, and it is, you know that you have to sign, you know, some deliveries, you must sign for them. So if you don't sign for them, they take it back to sender. You know there are some sensitive deliveries like that. I've had a couple of such, that if you don't sign for them, they take it back. It goes back to the courier company and then now goes back to the sender. Trust and position. So we're going to look at, you know, four things again today that pertains to delivery. Four things that pertain to restoration delivered. Four things. The first is this: you have to be at the right address. You have to be at the right address. You have to be at the right place at the right time. The word of God says that the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. Lines are falling unto you in pleasant places. You have a goodly heritage in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The word of God says that the steps of the good man are ordered by the Lord. From today, your steps will be ordered by the Lord in the name of Jesus. You will not have two left legs in the mighty name of Jesus. You will not be at the wrong place at the wrong time. Neither will you be at the wrong place at the right time. In fact, there's no right time for the wrong place. The key thing is, you have to be situated in the right place. I pray that you will be situated in the right places to take delivery of everything that God has for you in the mighty name of Jesus. You know, Christ's scripture is 1 Kings 17, the story of Elijah and the ravens. 1 Kings 17, I'm going to read from 2 to 8. Elijah and the ravens. He says, "Then the Lord said to Elijah, go to the east and hide by Kerith Brook, near where it enters the Jordan." You see the precision of the addressing. The GPS location was marked out by God. God marked out Elijah's longitude and latitude, basically. His GPS, his positioning, his geographical positioning was marked out by heaven. It says, "Go to the east, hide by Kerith Brook, near where it enters Jordan." Don't go and stay by Kerith Brook where it enters another place or where it's not entering anything. Don't go by Kerith Brook and say, "Okay, God told me to go by the Kerith Brook and I'm going to the Brook of Kerith." And we just sit down and wait. No, God is precise. Go to the east. So you could go to the north of Kerith. You could go to the west of Kerith. You could go to the south of Kerith. He says, go to the east. Then in the east, go to where it enters Jordan. So the east obviously has a large surface area, if you will, a large footprint, that it could be anywhere in the east. That intersections are not ambiguous. Intersections are clear points in descriptions. It's at the intersection, the right intersection for you, heaven will reveal to you. The right place that the Kerith enters Jordan, that you will be positioned, heaven will deliver to you. And in verse 4, it says, drink from the brook. You know, so it is so powerful. And eat what the ravens bring to you. For I have commanded them to bring you food. So Elijah did as the Lord told him, camped beside Kerith Brook, east of Jordan. The ravens brought him bread and meat each morning and evening, and he drank from the brook. I mean, it's so powerful. A lot of teaching has been done, and it's so true. How ravens are traditionally very selfish birds. A raven can starve his own young to death because of its selfishness. And God said to Elijah, I have commanded the ravens to feed you. Even the people that are, they call them stingu. You know the stingy people. Their stinginess are in categories. They are people that are just stingy. They are the people that are stingy. Then you have stingo, you know. God, ravens are stingo. You know what they call stingo? God will command even stingos to bless you in the name of Jesus. God will command even stingos, people that are stingo, to deliver packages to you consistently. It's not even, oh, they will bring it once. If they had brought it once, it would have been a miracle. They brought it consistently. And not just consistently, they brought it timely in the morning and in the evening. In the morning and in the evening. In the morning and in the evening. Consistent. We also see here that God said to Elijah, drink the water, that intersection water. You will drink it from Kerith. You know, when you're at an intersection, you can easily say, ah, Jordan is flowing, it's fresh, let me drink from Jordan. You will not drink the one that will cause you stomach rumbling in the name of Jesus. Positioning. Drink from Kerith. Drink from Kerith. Drink from Kerith. If you, God is so precise. When it comes to positioning, listen. God is precise. God is too precise. You know, as you all know, I have had zero intentions of living outside of Nigeria. Zero intentions. My family was in Chicago for 10 years. I was going back and forth. When God wanted to begin to open up GFH to the Americas, you know, to strengthen our work in Canada, to start a work in the US, to open up doors in South America, Central America, I didn't know that was the plan. He just said to me, move to Dallas. You know, it didn't make sense to me, because if you want me to start a church in the US, it should be Chicago. I mean, that makes all the strategic sense, church planting strategy. You know, it should be Chicago, because I have family in Chicago. I have friends in Chicago. I have ministry friends in Chicago that have been asking me for years to come, and they will provide support and everything. I know the city inside out. I can drive around Chicago without any GPS. Yet, he said, come to Dallas. A place I knew nobody, literally. The people I know in Dallas, till today, they've not stepped foot in God's Favorite House. So if I was depending on them. The key thing is this. God has your location situated. God has your location situated. Don't do things because everybody else is doing it. Don't say, oh, I want to jackpot. Oh, is it London now? Is it the UK now? Is it? May you not chop grass in the name of Jesus. Don't. Your location, heaven knows it. There is a place. There is a place. Look, listen, wherever you are, if God is putting in your heart and it's his heart desire for you, you will prosper. You will thrive. You will blossom in spite of whatever is happening around you. Do I get an amen? Situated Jordan and eat what the ravens bring to you. Big, because you know, eagles can also deliver food. You know that the food that eagles deliver is usually should be bigger than the one that ravens deliver. The ravens are relatively very small. They are relatively smaller birds to the eagles. Don't go chasing things when it comes to delivery. And I pray that God will give you understanding. When it comes to delivery, you need to be situated. And I pray that you will be situated in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You'll be rightly situated. Your location, the strategic location, the exact positioning. In retrospect, looking back, 5 years now, I'm amazed. I'm like, oh, wow. God is too much. Why Dallas is clear? Too clear now. In fact, it was clear from 2020. But it's getting clearer and clearer and clearer. Heaven will situate you. Elijah did not pursue provision. He did not begin to set traps for eagles. And did you know that at those seasons and at that time, at different seasons, eagles and bigger birds will come to Jordan, particularly to intersections or to what they call deltas, or to where the river pours into a bigger body of water and drink. He didn't chase them. Let me roast this nice eagle for barbecue. No. God had his own beef barbecue ready. You know, God loves barbecue. You know, Jesus did barbecue, fish barbecue for his boys. God was serving Elijah bread and meat. Nicely barbecued, I believe, because God does the best. Nicely barbecued. God will take care of you. I pray. The trust and the positioning you need. If you are expecting a package, you will sit down at home. What? When you sit down at home, let's say you are expecting a package that is so sensitive, only you can sell for it. And you sit down at home, you believe it will come. In fact, you go online, you track the package, right? How do you know the tracking online is legit? You trust it. When they say they are 5 minutes away, how do you know? Because you believe it. You have to trust heaven. And God will deliver your restoration in the name of Jesus. Elijah did not pursue the provision. He simply positioned himself at the address God assigns. So the question is this: what address has heaven assigned to you? What address? Some people, they are looking for you in one address. You have gone to chuck head in another address because your cousin is going. The people that are going, they are posting beautiful pictures on social media. You don't know how they are suffering. You know, what address has God situated you? Calm down, do like this. Look at your neighbor, say, mommy, be coming down. It will locate you in the name of Jesus. Why? Because God's deliveries are always on time. But they only reach the address he assigns. God's delivery are always on time, but they only reach the address he assigns. I mean, years ago I heard this story of how someone was trusting God for the fruit of the womb. And this lady was consistent in church, very loyal, very faithful, you know. And maybe, you know, because it's a very challenging process sometimes, maybe she just felt, well, today I'm not going to church, I'm tired, you know, I've been praying. And then there was another person that was praying, and God opened her eyes to see deliveries of babies on that Sunday. And the first person she looked for was this lady. I don't know how the story ended. You know, maybe they will send for her to quickly come to church or not. But this lady was obviously very troubled. The day of your visitation, you will not miss it. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The day heaven is looking for you at your spot, you will not be found wanting. Your space will not be vacant in the mighty name of Jesus. Because when you are assigned in the right place, heaven's resources find you effortlessly. Everybody say effortlessly. When you are assigned in the right place and you are positioned in the right place, heaven's resources finds you effortlessly. Effortlessly. So the first thing is, you have to be at the right address. You have to be situated at the right address. In the name of Jesus, you will be. And the second thing we need to know is particularly as it relates to restoration delivered concerning us, is that someone else paid for the shipping. It's so powerful. Somebody else paid for the shipping. This delivery that is coming to you, someone else has paid for the shipping. In the case of Elijah, God already paid for the shipping. The delivery channel, the ravens that were going to bring the food, it wasn't Elijah that paid for the shipping. God already paid for the shipping. God already paid for the shipping of your restoration delivered in the name of Jesus. God already paid for the shipping. The story in John 4, 1 to 30 is the story of the Samaritan woman at the well. You see, Jesus initiates restoration in her life. She was being depleted from one man to another, looking for fulfillment. Jesus, she wasn't looking for restoration. This is not restoration pursued. She just came to the right place at the right time. You will come to the right place at the right time. She just came to the right place at the right time. And restoration, Jesus initiates restoration in our life without her asking or working for it. He delivers grace and transformation at no cost to her. This restoration, Jesus paid for it already. Restoration delivered is prepaid by grace. It's prepaid. We understand the concept of being prepaid. If you have a prepaid line, most people have prepaid lines these days. I'm not sure most people have, anybody has contract lines, just a few. Most people have prepaid lines. When you have prepaid your line, you have loaded. In other words, you will say you have credit. Your restoration has been prepared by Jesus, by the blood of the Lamb that was shed on the cross of Calvary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So there's nothing left for you to cover. You know, there was a time I was trying to ship something. When I saw the shipping cost, I was like, how much is what I bought? The shipping cost was exorbitant. Sometimes, because of how delicate the delivery is, how fast we want it delivered, how the handling should happen, the cost goes high. Guess what? God already covered the shipping cost. Hallelujah. God already covered the shipping cost. Jesus doesn't just deliver. He foots the entire bill of the delivery of your restoration. Hallelujah. He doesn't just deliver. He pays for the shipping. He pays for the shipping. Story of Elijah, case in point. Jesus paid for the shipping. The birds were well sorted out by God. However he did it, I don't know. How he did it, I don't know. But those birds were well taken care of by God. In this way, so much that they didn't eat Elijah's bread on the way, or his meat. Because those ravens are hungry birds. Hallelujah. So the third thing that we can learn or glean or extract from restoration by delivery is that deliveries come with instructions. You know, particularly the ones that are techy or that are not trivial. Deliveries come with instructions. Deliveries come with instructions. Many people take delivery of things, but they never get the value of the thing because they don't read instructions. Deliveries come with instruction. There was someone that got delivery back in the day. You know, there are certain phones that only come from abroad, you know, from the abroad, you know. So this lady got delivery of this phone. And she opened the phone, called this person, called that person, called this person. So we were speaking one day, and I said, oh, you have this phone? I said, oh, yeah, you know, such and such person sent it to me from the abroad, yada, yada, yada. I'm like, okay. So I took the phone and showed her several functionalities. Do you know the phone can do this? I didn't know. Do you know your phone can do this? Do you know your phone can do this? Yay! I didn't know. I said, did it not come with instructions, manual? I said, Pastor, I didn't read the manual. So in essence, she wasn't getting the value of the phone. She was using at most, 10% of the functionality. There are things that heaven wants to deliver to you. They are delivered, but it's like they are not delivered. So if 90% of the functionality of the phone was delivered to her, but it's like it wasn't delivered. Because she wasn't using them because she didn't know. She didn't read the instructions. She didn't read the manual. How many of us get things and we actually go through the manual? Many times we don't. But let's even take it further. There are certain instructions, there are certain deliveries that to even take hold of what has been delivered, you must follow instructions. Otherwise, you will destroy what is inside. For instance, there are packages that would say you must stand in a certain posture, upright. You must not open with a sharp device. Different ways to unpackage what has been packaged. So we've had people get things, not read the unpacking instructions, just take a knife, open the delivery, discover they've destroyed it. A case in point, Naaman, 2 Kings 5, 1 to 14. The story of Naaman. Naaman, his restoration was delivered only when he followed God's specific instruction to dip in the Jordan seven times. Remember, Naaman didn't pursue. The restoration came to him. Like, Pastor, how? But it came to Elijah. No, remember that it was the servant girl that said, there is a prophet in Israel. It was the servant girl that initiated that delivery of his healing. Naaman had given up on being healed of leprosy. But the servant girl says, listen, go. If you will do this, you'll be healed. And that was the beginning of his journey to restoration. And Elijah did not even come out to see him. He said, let him dip in the Jordan. Now, remember, Elijah was sent to a Kerith brook that intersection with Jordan. God didn't send him to the Jordan. But you see, for one person, it was Kerith. For the other person, it was Jordan. You will not miss your own location in the name of Jesus. It says, dip yourself in the Jordan. And when you've done it seven times, the person is gone. Naaman was upset. And he probably was going to go and brew war against Israel because it was the general, the king, we listened to him. He can whip up something and say, Israel did this, let's go and fight them. He was upset. And someone said to him that, okay, if they told you to do something big, you would have done it. Follow the instruction of the package and you will receive delivery. And he says, okay, fine. And he dipped himself. He did not believe. Listen, many times we think that, oh, we didn't receive because we didn't believe. If you follow instructions, just follow the instructions. If you don't believe, it doesn't matter. What will happen, heaven will make it happen. You get a delivery of a brand new laptop. Let's say someone has sent you a brand new laptop, for instance. And you hold the laptop. And you don't believe that there's a laptop inside. Then you follow the instructions to open it. And you open it. Then you open the box. Because you don't believe, the laptop will disappear. Is that the case? No. You see, when you understand how things work spiritually, you will know that sometimes we overrate our faith or our belief or our... It is important. I'm saying that when we follow instructions of delivery, Naaman didn't believe, but he followed instructions. This package was delivered and he experienced the healing. So God's restoration package often comes with some assembly required. You know, when you buy some things, you know, some DIY, some assembly required. Many people, they have this tag of obedience that needs to be complete for delivery. You've taken delivery, but the obedience is not complete. Your obedience will be complete. There are people that buy furniture. I mean, this has happened to me before. I bought a piece of furniture. I looked at the assembly required manual. I tossed it away. And I started assembling it. That's what? Is it not ordinary table? In fact, I couldn't, because at the end of the day, I was left with a caricature of a table. I had to go back to the manual a long time ago. I didn't do that anymore. Don't look at me like that. I had to go back to the manual and now went step by step and by step. Then I assembled the table. Assembly required. Restoration is delivered. But instructions are the key. Everyone say the key. The key to unlocking the package. Instructions are the key to unlocking the package. And number four, and this is big. Are you ready? Number four, with God, the package is bigger than you expect. With God, the package is bigger than you expect. God does exceedingly, abundantly, above what we can ever ask or think, ask or imagine. Case in point, Job 42:10-17. Case in point, God, by the time God restored Job, it was beyond his imagination. God restored Job with twice as much as he had before. He exceeded anything Job could imagine. God doesn't just restore, he upgrades the package. He not only upgrades the package, he multiplies the package. So it's just like you are expecting, since we are using the laptop example, one laptop. That is a big miracle. Then you open the box, you see 10. You see 10. That is how God does exceedingly, abundantly, above what we can ever ask or imagine. So restoration delivered often comes with divine extras you didn't even order. You will get the divine extras in the name of Jesus. It often comes with divine extras you did not even order. And restoration delivered is God's way of reminding us that his timing, his grace, his power are perfect. They are perfect. Just as you trust a delivery service to handle the package, trust God to bring restoration to every area of your life. Just as you trust FedEx, you trust USPS, you trust NyPost to deliver your package, you must trust God. You must stay in position. Why? Because it's paid for. You must follow his instructions. Why? Because the package is bigger than you expect. It's already on the way. So stay in position. It's paid for. It's paid for. Follow his instructions. The package is bigger than you expect. We are entering the week of daily vigils. Stay in position. Stay in position. Stay in position. My brother, don't be sleeping when you should be praying. Stay in position. Why? Because it's paid for. Follow his instructions. And these daily vigils are interesting because we have clear instructions. Follow his instructions. And the package is bigger than you expect. It's going to be delivered to you. It's already here. It's on its way. It's here. It's been tracked to your location. You must stay in position. So what do you need to reposition? Or where do you need to reposition yourself spiritually? What instruction from God might you need to follow today? And are you ready to sign and take delivery of your restoration in the name of Jesus? Are you ready for this week? Are you ready for the God will do it again service? Every good gift and every perfect gift comes from above, comes from the Father of lights. In him, there is no variableness, neither is any shadow of turning. I want to pray with you if you are here, you are saying, Pastor, I want to be in that positioning, the right positioning. The first step is to accept Jesus as the Lord of your life. Because if you are coming to vigils, you are coming to meet with God. You are coming to pray. Your standing must be intact. You're like, Pastor, pray with me. Can you pray with me? Yes, we want to pray with you this morning. Wherever you are watching from, wherever you are, if you're in the auditorium, we want to pray with you this morning. Turn it over to the RP to pray.
Hallelujah. With all heads bowed, please, and all eyes closed for privacy. That call was for you. You want to be repositioned spiritually. You know that you cannot leave this auditorium with the same person you came in. This is your opportunity. Father, we thank you. Lord, we give you praise. Thank you, mighty Father, for every one of your children that are surrendering their hearts to you, Lord. As you have promised our Lord, now God, let there be a repositioning in the name of Jesus. Father, they will not leave the same way they have come. Lord, your word says you stand at the door of their heart and you knock. And as they open, you will come in and make your own meal with them. Father, as they open up their hearts to you this morning, let there be a special banquet with you in Jesus' name. Thank you, faithful Father. Honor and glory we give unto you, mighty Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's give a big hand unto the Lord for his goodness, his mercy, and his kindness. Amen.